This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Have you ever asked your child or your children, what were you two fighting about when you knew what they were fighting about? Did it get awfully quiet because one's waiting on the other one to speak first? That's what the disciples were doing. If you can believe it, they were arguing about who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of God. Every organization, every family system, every extended family, every school, it doesn't matter where, workplace, where people are always wondering about who's in charge. Who's got the authority? Who's the power broker here? And we're always interested in power and control and prestige and fame and authority, and it extends to every group of people. Get any group of people together, including the disciples of Jesus Christ, and they're wondering who's going to be the greatest. And Jesus deals with it in a dramatic way. He said, you want to be first? Number one, be last. You talk about a flip in their thinking. You want to be first? Be last. In other words, you serve other people, be a servant, and you'll be a leader. And then Jesus takes a little child, and let's bring it up in verse 35. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, if anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all. He took a little child and had him stand among them. Taking him in his arms, he said to them, whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me. Jesus takes someone who had no status in the culture. I don't know if you know this, but in the Roman culture, a father had the power of life and death over a baby. When his wife gave birth to a baby and he looked at that baby and said, I don't want that baby, get rid of it. They got rid of it. You know exactly what I mean. They got rid of it. And that was the kind of culture that Jesus is living in when Jesus takes a child and he says, you want to be great? You be like this little child. He was elevating the place of children in the culture, in my opinion, in a powerful way by saying, you become like this little child. You humble yourself like a child and you will be great. I read this about a year ago, and yet in every service, people ask for copies of this. I don't know who wrote it, but it goes like this. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you hang my first painting on the refrigerator and I wanted to paint another one. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you feed a stray cat and I found out it was good to be kind to animals. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you make my favorite cake just for me. And that's when I knew that little things are special. When you thought I wasn't looking, I heard you say a prayer and then I believed there was a God I could talk to. When you thought I wasn't looking, I felt you kiss me goodnight and I felt loved. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw tears come from your eyes, and I learned that sometimes things hurt in life, but it's all right to cry. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw that you cared, and I wanted to be everything that I could be. And the last one, when you thought I wasn't looking, I looked and wanted to say thanks for all the things I saw in your life when you thought I wasn't looking. Children notice what goes on in the life of their parents to the point that they even take what I call silent cues. That a boy grows up and he learns how to treat a woman by watching the way his dad treats his mother. And the girl learns how to treat her husband, her future husband, by watching her mother and the way she reacts to her husband. And they learn how to deal with strangers and they learn how to deal with people at the door and they learn how to deal with family because they're watching constantly and the computer's always on and it's taking in information, visual and verbal and otherwise, the cues that they take in life with them. And isn't it interesting, Jesus said as a role model, if you want to be great in the kingdom of God, you be like a little child.
We'll continue this message tomorrow. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.